Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It was a record-breaking performance for the NFL. 27 million people tuned in to watch Beyonce for the Beyonce Bowl because she's already done the Super Bowl, like, what, twice? A third time would have been too much. So why not just make the Beyonce Bowl itself so we can all watch Queen Bee on Christmas Day?
You guys ever notice that Beyonce's kind of hot?
You know, not that you mention it.
Now that you point it out.
Yeah, never crossed my mind. Yeah.
Maybe it was the camera angles or something, but she's pretty hot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. she's looking really good. The performance was incredible. If you haven't watched it yet, it's on YouTube, but it's also on Netflix as well. 27 million people, again, were watching it. And she went out with a bang in more ways than one. So at the end of her performance, she did this really cool thing where she was on this platform, so it kind of made her look like she was levitating. And as she was going up and ended the performance, she did these little finger guns and then a little bang sign. Came out, it was insane. And then the bang sign fell. It was so cool.
And she was singing live.
Yes. Yeah.
This wasn't a track. I mean, she's on a horse. She's up in the air. She's doing balloon art. She's skating around ice skating.
What didn't she do?
Seriously, man.
She solved world peace. She solved world hunger. I mean, all in 13 minutes of the Beyonce Bowl. I mean,
she made sourdough bread. It was amazing.
Oh, it was just absolutely, I just had chills watching it the whole time. And at the end, she announced that on January 14th, she has a big announcement. She had this very like ominous video where she's on the horse as she is on her Cowboy Carter album, and she's like waving the American flag, and then it like fades and it's like January 14th, and people are like, oh my God, what is she announcing? Is it act three? Is it going to be a tour? What is she going to put out? And so people are putting out theories online as to what it could be. The first theory that I saw was that she was going to be announcing act three. This is a longstanding thing that people are anticipating her to do, where she's going to put out a third album that will kind of round out the albums that she's put out previously, Act 1 and Act 2. And Katie was actually telling me that maybe there's even going to be visuals that are going to be like cowboys versus aliens themed.
Yes, so there's also another theory going on right now that there's a possibility that it will be cowboys versus alien. The alien is coming from the Renaissance Act 1 alien superstar. And then, of course, Cowboy Carter coming together where she might be directing a film with Jordan Peele, and we'll finally get the visuals for both albums that's going to come out on the 14th.
It's going to be so cool if it happens. But I think the one that I've seen the most people talk about is the fact that she's going to be announcing a tour, which I think makes a lot of sense for the fact that we already had the Renaissance tour. So it makes sense for her to announce the Cowboy Carter tour for Act 2. And personally, I am ready to see Beyonce live. So if it's not going to be a tour announcement, I'm going to be very upset.
Have you not seen her live?
I've never seen her live.
Oh, she's so good.
She's very good.
I really wanted to get tickets for her show in Atlanta because I didn't know I was going to be living here, so I didn't get tickets to her tour, and she didn't come to Jacksonville because why would you go come to Jacksonville? And then the tickets were just so freaking expensive, and I literally like went into debt trying to go see Taylor Swift twice. So I was like, next time I want to see Beyonce. So I am ready to go. So I really hope it's a tour announcement.
And I thought she was going to take a break this year. I was clearly wrong.
Yeah, you were.
Very wrong.
So
you
got
to admit when you're wrong. Yeah. You got to own it.
You were big wrong.
I was way off.
Last night were the Golden Globe Awards. We've, of course, been talking about it for the past couple of entertainment buzz breaks. So I wanted to give a big shout out to Emilia Perez. That was the top film winner at the Golden Globes. That film took home 4 wins overall. And on the TV side, Shogun ended up winning 4 awards. And there was this even really, there was even this really funny moment with Kathy Bates after she lost to Shogun's Anna Sawai for the category that they were both nominated for. You know how they always have like the screens on each of the nominated actors and actresses, so you can kind of see the anticipation build up and kind of see them get all nervous. And when Kathy Bates realized she wasn't going to win, when they announced Anna, she ended up ripping up her speech, like, guess I'm not going to need that at all.
There was 2 other instances. First, I didn't know how to take it when Sofia Vergara yelled at Jodie Foster when she won for True Detective. I kind of felt like she was stealing her sparkle a little bit. Like, it was funny and comedic, but at the same time, I was like, let her have her moment. But Jodie played right along into it, so she seemed unfazed by it. So if she's unfazed, we should be unfazed. But if you missed, I laughed out loud. Knowing the history these 2 actors have and his reaction when Kieran Culkin won... So Kieran Culkin won award for the best supporting male actor motion picture for his performance in A Real Pain. And if you know him, you know he was in Succession as the youngest brother, Roman.
So good.
And so Jeremy Strong, who was also in Succession, he was the older brother Kendall, right? And they butted heads while filming. Apparently Jeremy Strong, who played Kendall, is intense. He's a lot.
He's strong, if you will. Strong-willed.
Yes. And Kieran is not. It's not a game to him, but it's more fun than work, right? He doesn't take himself seriously, whereas Jeremy takes himself very seriously. And both of them were nominated in the same category. So Kieran's nominated for A Real Pain. Jeremy's nominated for The Brutalist. Like you say, they have the cameras on all of them. Kieran wins. And Jeremy's face when Kieran wins, because Kieran also ended up winning for Succession last year as well. Man. And then the
what did he look like?
He was pissed.
You can tell, like, trying to hide it.
He was just like, he had eaten a bunch of sour grapes. He was wearing the most god awful suit with a bucket hat that was like this.
I saw that. I'm like, are you a 23 year old girl living in the Lower East Side? Like, that was not
the mint green like suit with the bucket hat
and the glasses.
So bizarre. And again, taking himself so seriously. And when Kieran, and then of course, Globes know what they're doing. They pan back to him after Kieran makes his speech, which was hilarious, by the way. It was such a good speech. And they go back and Jeremy's just like...
Just going through the motions.
He had 3 clips in him.
Grown man wearing a mint green bucket hat should ever be allowed to take themselves that seriously. Like, come be so for real. All right, Zendaya opened up about how her fear of using the bathroom actually led to her almost passing away. I'm going to explain that all on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.